Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Thursday edition of the program. I'm Nate Hodges. We got Houston Kress, Adam Hickman, intern Brett. Got you covered for the next 3 hours right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Fan Run Radio. Not really happy, Houston.
I've noticed.
Your Ole Miss Rebels last night.
God, my. What are you doing?
Just farting around. Can't get any hits. Can't get any runs. And Arkansas is now one game away from playing for the national championship.
I am aware.
They even did that Arkansas thing where there was a fly ball kind of in no man's land, and they didn't really call it very well, and they slammed into each other. And, you know, they have a history of dropping those types of.
Did they catch it?
They caught it this time.
Through contact. Pretty impressive.
I'm also out on your boy KP.
Me too.
Yep.
What'd he do?
He's Jimmy Dykes-ing it out there.
Ah, yes.
He did this in our super. I'm blaming him for the loss.
Well, this is developing. Like, wait, what?
I've noticed now that I've watched some games without the orange colored glasses on, because obviously Tennessee's not playing. I've just watched.
Thanks for the reminder.
As a neutral, innocent bystander here,
You're not neutral. You're anti Arkansas.
I am when I'm not when Arkansas hasn't been in the game.
Okay.
I've noticed that no matter what's going on with the pitcher, especially the starting pitcher,
yep,
he continues to say how he's got good stuff. He will not criticize the pitchers.
He's a pitcher.
And I remembered back to game one of our Super Regional as Blade Tidwell should have been pulled from the game. And he said, well, you know, I know he's given up this, and that ball got hit hard, and this ball went over the fence, and that ball, and he left that one out of the plate. But really, he's still got good stuff. And I'm like, does he, KP? Does he? Notre Dame doesn't hit home runs. They've hit one in every single inning.
Four.
Maybe we should go get him. And I don't know who the other announcer is they have on the call there. He's got a very distinct voice. It's different. He's not. Doesn't do
Ben
stuff.
McDonald?
No.
Oh.
No, the guy they're having now. Like the secondary color commentator.
Chris Burke?
Yeah.
No.
You're sure it's not Burke?
I'm sure it's not Burke.
I thought Tom Hart does a lot of College World Series coverage.
He does, but McDonald was on the first game with Burke. It was Ben McDonald, Burke, and somebody else. Secondary color.
We'll find it.
You do that.
Well, maybe they have different. Oh, no, this says for the finals. Anyway, we'll figure it out. Carl Ravitch is the main guy right now.
Yeah.
Not him, obviously.
Not Ravitch.
And not KP.
And not Burke. And not Ben McDonald.
It's another guy. Maybe Burke. Is Burke doing games right now?
Yeah, he did the first games yesterday. With Oklahoma and A&M.
Maybe the secondary color guy's swapping out then.
That would make sense.
Yeah, okay.
Because KP was not on the first call. They got Ben. MacDonald.
Okay.
The Raging Cajun.
This Mike Monaco, who is that? This says he's doing game two of the final, like Sunday. I don't know. Maybe that's who it is. Maybe it's Mike Monaco.
Anyway,
at one point last night, an Arkansas guy walked out. He's like, go get him. Get him out now. Like, he's done. And I was just like, We needed that guy.
So you're blaming KP.
KP literally said there was – it was the Ole Miss pitcher, I think. I think he'd given up a couple runs pretty early. No, he'd given up one run, and then he was like – he literally said something like, well, I know pretty much every batter's hit the ball hard, but it's like he gave up that solo homer, and everybody's pretty much squaring him up, but – he's got it tonight.
That's why Kress likes him so much. He's a sunshine pumper.
What the hell is your problem?
I'm just saying that might be the link between you two buddies.
That's an accusation right there. You just called Kress a sunshine pumper.
I get called everything. He's just mad he had to open the gate.
He's coming at you.
Why don't you cry more?
Why don't you stick to tradition?
Green boy.
Green boy.
Look at you. He had to check the color of his shirt. So we're blaming KP. That's good.
I think so.
Arkansas gets the win 3-2. Oklahoma eliminates A&M 5-1.
It's Eduardo Perez. Has to be.
Eduardo Perez. If you say so.
Yeah, I don't. This Wikipedia page, I guess, is only talking about the actual final. I don't know. But it has enlisted from last year, so with KP. That's Carl Ravitch, Eduardo Perez, and Kyle Peterson.
KP.
KP here.
Who you're blaming.
Yeah.
For our loss to Notre Dame.
I don't know. Maybe it's
where's the accountability?
Maybe Frank Anderson. You know, maybe if he'd have been there, he'd be like, let's get him, Tony. We got plenty of guys.
Would have been nice.
Wait, no, that was game one. Never mind.
What? Well, it would have been nice in game three if we had had Frank Anderson.
I could just blame Frank Anderson for standing there and not telling Tony, hey, let's go get him.
Maybe he did, and Tony said, nope, we're leaving him in. And then Frank was like, I'm out of here. Step on the field.
Did you see the Major League batting coach that decided that was going to be his route yesterday?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I love that guy.
So two games ago, apparently the umpiring was horrific.
It's an epidemic.
Oh, and I put this graphic in the in our little thread so you can check it out. I don't know who makes these, but it had all the umpire stats from the game before. It was pretty nice. Showed you how many balls they called strikes and all this stuff and all the percentages and everything.
Yeah,
we need this for SEC football officials. But anyway,
football
and baseball, sure. But football.
How do you have a heat chart for? Never mind.
No,
continue.
Just this type of graphic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, apparently, it was like the worst umpired game of the season in Major League Baseball. So, the hitting coach for the team that got screwed, the team that lost over two runs based on these analytics because of the umpiring was so bad.
Yes.
He brought out the lineup card the next day. I assume the big boy manager usually does that maybe, but sometimes you just
no, it depends.
Else.
But
it depends.
I take that back. I did see this.
Yeah.
He takes out the lineup card.
He shook everybody's hand very politely.
Yeah.
And then he must have just said, oh, and by the way, you bleeping suck.
I wonder if he handed him this.
Instead of the lineup card.
Right.
Ooh.
Said, by the way, here's how terrible you were last night.
And the umpire beside him.
It was the first base ump. He's just like, ah, boy, here we go. You're out of here. He just gave the old, you got to love the big turn. The big turn and the
almost like this is a lot of work.
Like you're trying to lob a baseball out of a silo,
hand
just
grenade.
Like
you're out of here. They should do it like they're actually having to pick the guy up and throwing him out of the stadium. You know, like lift with your legs. You, I'm picking you up and I'm throwing you Lady Gaga style out of the stadium.
It's violent. His called strike accuracy was 64%. League average is 88.
I feel like one of us could get out there and guess and may hit 64%.
I mean, that,
never having
the,
done it before.
The heat chart is remarkable. Truly.
I love that one down to the left. That thing's almost on the ground.
There's two. At least one was, you know, middle.
Right.
The one in the middle was lower.
Correct, yes.
I mean, that skipped off the plate, and he's like, yeah! Pretty good stuff.
There was a pitch in one of the College World Series games. It was a breaking ball. I mean, that thing could not have been more right over the plate. And the guy was just like, Oh, and it was back. It was a 3-2 count. It went right over the plate. I mean, like, you couldn't throw it any better. And the umpire just didn't say anything. And it was like, well. And they haven't mic'd up. The batter, like, froze on the breaking ball, watched it go by, and then just stood there. And they're like, what? They're like, watch the batter. KP, he was like, watch the batter. He's waiting to hear the umpire ring him up. And then when it never comes, he's like, okay, I guess I'll jog down to first.
Well, you don't want to give it away too early.
I mean, it was like really early in the game. I think it was still 0-0, so the pitcher didn't freak out or anything, but I couldn't believe there wasn't more. If that had been Tennessee, there'd have been some fireworks.
I think more guys at the plate need to do that. Like, sometimes these umps, they're slow with the call. I mean, if you take a ball down the middle and you know it's a strike, just still stand there. Like, you know, don't just like, oh, turn around instantly and walk away.
Well, sometimes I think when you try and start taking the gear off so fast,
they're like,
they
"Oh, you thought that was a you thought that was a ball?
Uh-huh.
Let me show you."
Yeah. No, there's absolutely some of that.
It's the worst on a 3-0 count where the pitch is obviously off the plate, but because it's 3-0, they kind of expand the zone.
Yeah, yeah.
And you start taking the gear off, and they're like, "Nah, that's a strike. Strike one." I don't know why I'm saying it like
that. Is that how they all talk?
Strike one.
That's how Macias talks.
Like a 94-year-old Dracula. You know?
Oh, you thought that was a ball. Wait till you take your glove off. Ah, strike. Get back over here.
Oh, you threw your bat over there? Huh. Watch this strike zone, bud.
You're going to stand here and post for this home run? I'm going to shove you.
Yeah, that's stupid. Bad. That's bad.
Is it really that hard? Everyone's always like, umpiring is so hard. I don't think it'd be that hard to control the game.
I think I could do it solo.
The whole game.
I'll cover balls and strikes. I'll handle first base, second, third. I mean, it's really not that hard.
Hickman.
I feel like the balls and strikes have actually, in a weird way, gotten easier. Because some of these tag plays that then get reviewed, holy crap, they're close. There was one last night, guys going to the base, and they're trying to debate whether, as he tags him on the forearm, if his glove grazed his finger before. Because if it did, he's out. But if it didn't, he's safe. Like, I mean, it was it lets me know how much before instant replay, or even now with it, those guys are just guessing. You know, the whole like, well, the ball beat him, he must be out. Bam, you know, like they can't tell on these tag plays if the guy got under the glove or not.
Not live.
I mean, it's so fast.
Yeah.
See, even some of the plays at first. It was a play last night where, like, the dude clearly beat it. They go to review. He didn't hit first base. You know, you want to hit the very front edge of the base because that's the closest thing to you.
Yeah.
His foot hit the dirt, and then he drug the toe over the base. Like, he missed it.
Mm.
And it was basically a boom, catch, and then drag out. Crazy.
Thank God for review.
Yeah, takes a minute sometimes, but.
It's usually pretty fast in baseball.
Rather be right. Yeah, they're doing the mic thing now, so it's a little better.
It's a lot better. Better than football, where it's like, all right, well, we're gonna go to another commercial break while they double check this call.
Yeah, they're so slow in college. NFL's a little better, but they were doing that thing in baseball where they had to huddle to decide if they were gonna review it, then go review it. I think they've sped the huddle part up, so that's nice. They're just like, yeah, crew chief reviewer, they challenge it, whatever.
Well, and they just send it to the booth, right?
Yeah, but they used to huddle to ask, did you see it? Are you sure? Do we even need to review this? Oh, we do. And then they always would anyway, you know? What? You made a face.
No.
You're good.
I just don't understand. If, like, especially when the coach asks for a review, then they huddle. It's like, no. Like, he asked for the review. Review it.
Is it because if one of the... Is it because if one of them say it needs to be reviewed, then it doesn't count against the coach or something?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Okay, I'm fine with that. That's a good point. If they're trying to make sure that they don't waste a review for the coach if they didn't see it right,
yeah,
you know, they're not sure, that's fine. Patrick tweets in, NIL, Tennessee, and Danny White discuss.
Well, a certain someone across town that likes to call us shock jocks is
shock cock.
No, it's shock jock. Chris.
No, but maybe that's where you got it from.
Anyway, he's been, you know, flying off the handle again about how he knows that Danny White has told the coaches you cannot talk to Spire Sports anymore. Which doesn't make a lot of sense.
I didn't think they did anyway. I thought they couldn't.
Well, they couldn't, but then they passed a law and they could.
But have they passed the law?
I don't know. I don't know. It sounds like one of those things that you can kind of read the tea leaves and say, well, yeah, I mean, Tennessee's going to have to reevaluate their stance on it after the NCAA came out with their little, like, police yourself, collectives or boosters. So I definitely think there would be some retooling on how, or at least a double check on how that relationship is set up.
There has to be.
But I don't
know. I've seen it a lot on Twitter. Lose, like, everyone's out on Danny White. Like, this is Danny White's fault.
We lose one recruit, and people, you know, freak out. And people need something to blame, right? Anytime something doesn't go their way, they need something to blame. And that's the low-hanging fruit.
AD.
Well, they don't want to blame their new coach who's going into year two they have really high hopes for. Not that they should. I'm just saying. If you're a fan, you look around at who to blame.
Has to be Danny White.
You can't blame Carnell Tate. He's a kid. He just picked Ohio State. You can't blame Ryan Day and his bag of money. I don't know. I think there's lots of other people you could blame, but we're gonna go at Dr. Dan. I didn't listen to the drive, but it sounded like Russell was taking up for Spire Sports a little bit. I don't know about the guy across town that calls us shock jocks. I have no idea. If he knows the Spire Sports people, mm-hmm. I know Russell knows them.
Yeah.
I know Russell talks to them. I'm pretty sure if the Spire Sports guys had been blackballed or something, Russell Smith would know about it. But apparently people got up in arms yesterday because Russell Smith said, whoa, let's take a second. But in true pitchfork and, you know, flamethrower fashion, Tennessee fans are not having it. Tony said. Remember when Tony said something recently and there was no factual way it could be accurate? I remember that, but
I remember.
It's just me.
Just when everybody gets mad at Danny White, he always sucks them back in. Like, when are they going to learn, you know? Like, just chill with the Danny White slander.
So what's next then? What's he going to do now to win him back over?
I don't know, but he's done a hell
another
of a job.
Another VOLS on the stadium.
It's just going to be falls, all the way
all
around the
way
stadium.
Across.
It'll be like a wallpaper. It just repeats. You know, yeah, over and yeah. Over.
I've slandered the guy too, you know? Like, I'll admit it. I hated the hire when we first did it, but.
Wait, you hate the Danny White hire?
I mean, like. A year and a half ago, like when we first hired him, I was
really.
Just, I mean, I didn't hate it. I wasn't happy with it, especially after he hired his buddy Heupel. But like,
that's
so far,
when people didn't like it.
So yeah. Far, he's proved me wrong.
I mean, the guy was like a top five AD.
Wasn't Spire Sports begging for money yesterday? Like, and talking about how they've done 126 deals.
They put a tweet out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
126 yeah. deals over what? Like
$3.2 million.
How much?
$3.2 million,
and because
3.6,
and because of some people, you got people in the replies saying they're scammers now.
Really?
It's like this is a scam. Someone's like, it's absolutely not a scam.
Redneck shouldn't have Twitter.
This is a scam. Wait, what? Yeah, since July 1st, the Vol Club has secured NIL deals for 126 student athletes totaling $3.6 million. Interesting. But that's just the one that, like, fans donate to.
Right.
That's not even including the big boy pool of money.
That's not talking about all Spire Sports.
I don't think so. That's the Vol Club. That's the one you sign up and donate monthly.
So just that club has done 126 and 3 point something million?
Yeah. It might not be a scam, but it is. It's amazing, really. Yeah. Hey, guys, just give us money.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to help make Tennessee athletics greater.
All right. Here's my card.
Here, okay, thank you. Here's your koozie. Oh, hell yeah. Everyone's going to know now.
Gave my all.
And a shirt.
Pick up the IV.
I'm VFL.
90% of every dollar generated through the Volunteer Club will go directly to athletes, and the remaining 10% will cover costs related to creating events for student athletes and fans. That means they're taking 10%.
Yeah. Sure. But they're using it to, you know, create events.
At least they tell you. How, you know.
Yeah. I got no problem with that.
Will they show, so they you, get, will they show you their balance sheet at the
so,
end of the year?
So they got 10% of 3.6 mil? Think about that. Right?
They do have to have some expenses, though, that
I know
aren't the, you know.
But it's, you know.
Mm-hmm. A lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. About 360K. Pretty good. Since July, so almost a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, especially that's just the volunteer club. You know, the poors.
They're poorer now. In this economy? How are they doing this?
That's a great question. Stimulus money, I guess.
Shoot.
That's on a meme on Facebook yesterday.
For $20 a month, we will cover Tennessee sports even better.
It was like something about when you know basic economics and someone proposes stimulus checks to help with inflation. And it just had a person with their head in their hands.
There are people, though, who couldn't probably afford a gallon of milk that would be like, this last $50, what should I do with it? I'm going to give it to Spire Sports for Tennessee.
I can't go to games or watch them on TV because my cable bill is expensive, but I still listen to them on the radio, and I'd rather them be good. Here's my 50.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get my name on the wall.
It's a VFL right there.
That's the definition, Hickman. That's how you give your all, when it literally is the last dollar in your pocket, and you say, go get that crew. Go get him.
Yeah. It's like the lady with the two coins, you know?
No, I don't know.
You don't know that? The disciples were like, she only gave two coins.
Oh, that, yes.
Jesus was like, that's all she had.
I thought you were talking about two coins in the fountain, and I'm like the lady in the two. Okay, yes, the biblical lady.
I can't remember what they're called. The, you know, type of money. Can't remember.
Doubloon.
That is not
That's
it.
That's what pirates use, silly.
Rupee.
I feel like they were like mites or something.
No, was it mite?
Something. Anyway.
Shilling.
It's not shilling.
It was a shilling.
You had some good guesses, though. I like the bloom.
You like the bloom? The bloom was pretty good.
Uh-huh.
You didn't like rupee? But shilling was good.
Shilling. I like shilling, yeah.
You know what a
Access
shilling is?
Specialty merchandise.
No. It's a golden coin.
If you guys are in the volunteer club, I want to see some pictures of your specialty merchandise.
There's one in the replies to the Spire
really?
Tweet. Yeah.
Does it look good? Do you have to pay? So you pay extra for that?
No, I think if you're in one of the clubs,
no,
they just...
it says access to special merchandise. It doesn't say you get it. It just says you can access it.
It's the volunteer club.
That is so bad. That is awful.
You don't like it?
God.
It's got the TriStar in there.
Oh, my gosh.
They did the CLUB is like the VOLS.
We need to send that person a free fan run shirt because I feel bad for them. Welcome back to Three and Out. Message boards are fun.
What have you found? What have you dug up?
Well, Vol Nation, which I don't usually go to that one, but I was.
Oh, why not?
I typed in the Carnell Tate, something, you know, yada yada, into the old Googler, and it took me straight to page 187 of a 195-page Vol Nation message board thread.
I'm sorry, what?
It's 195 pages.
Pages?
Yeah.
Not replies, no, but pages.
Pages. When did he announce his recruitment? Was it Monday? I mean, his commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the message it took me to is one guy saying, next. Like you did with those quarterbacks.
I was going to say, wait a damn minute. Did he steal my shtick?
Maybe.
What is this? Thanks for listening.
And then the next guy has has Spire Sports in his bio. Like his Avi is a Spire Sports logo. He has the website as his like official website in his little, you know, bio portion. And then he was like, we do need more thoroughbreds. Let's get them. And he links to like, give us your money.
That's genius.
We didn't get him. You guys didn't give us enough money.
Well, if you're in here complaining and you didn't donate, then it's your fault. We ran out of money. So donate or shut up. You only get to complain if you donate.
Yep.
If you ain't got this gray shirt that says Volunteer Club on it, you need to get. Oh, you don't have a bottle koozie that says Volunteer Club on it? Because you haven't volunteered your money. Next. 195 pages. That's remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we got to start something that people could donate to. 10% of every dollar will go to athletes.
We're just going to hand it to them under the bridge. We're not even, we're just going to cheat.
Yeah.
We should call it the Cheaters Club.
Cheatermeyer. Yeah, you can
we're
do it.
We're not going to worry about Danny White
yeah.
or Josh Heupel. We're just going to hand the players cash under the table before they sign with Tennessee. So they will sign with Tennessee.
We'll DM them. We'll yeah. handle all the funny business. Just a bag of cash.
Is it illegal, like, under the law? Can they throw us in prison if we just hand guys money? They can't, right?
No.
They could just
no.
say that player's ineligible if they ever found out. We will make sure that they never find out.
Right.
Done. You want something done right, you got to do it yourself.
It's easy.
We're the Patrick Reed of Tennessee media. We're like, I don't like us anyway. Nate might get that guy in trouble. I got him.
He's here.
Did he play against Alabama or not? Did he just score that touchdown? All right.
That's one touchdown you wouldn't have had.
Hell up.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys always say you don't care if the banner comes down later, all right?
Yeah. All
right.
All right.
There you go.
I dig.
Yeah. We'll just do it for the love of the game. 100% of the dollars we get. We won't even have to set up media appearances or anything. We're just going to hand it to the players under a bridge somewhere.
What's going to be under a bridge? That's shady.
Because that's there's, you know, no satellite. Image.
Oh, that's you're worried about the NCAA satellites.
and no bugs, you know? You gotta be outside, but you don't wanna be like
no bugs.
Know? Yeah.
Near the train tracks.
Wait for the train. Muffle the sound.
Down in the basement with the HVAC going, right, Hickman?
Yep. Tony Soprano.
Couldn't we just get like a drone, just like a little we just fly it over?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just drop it off. Amazon was gonna do that. We just beat them to it.
Hmm.
Cash delivery.
Okay, we'll do that.
Yeah. Got a camera on it and everything. You just fly it.
We'll do like the U.S. military does, too. We'll paint the drone with all of our rival stuff, so if anybody ever finds it, they'll think they're cheating.
Bama.
Yep. But the players will know. We'll be like, hey, a Bama drone will drop off cash.
Right.
And that means...
Carrier pigeons.
Means you go to Tennessee.
Carrier pigeons could work. But how much money can they
that's
carry?
That's what I was thinking.
You know?
They're not the strongest of the bird family.
No.
There's a lot of them, though. Think about it. Big flock shows up.
Birds aren't real.
They've all each pigeon has a little roll on.
Like $100 bill.
Rare.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of pigeons.
But yeah, what if the kid's afraid of birds?
That could be a problem.
Hey man, I'm gonna need you to corral these 97 pigeons while you're sending to your house and yeah. just grab the $100 bills off of them.
We gotta teach them how to drop in the basket or something.
The birds?
Yeah.
I don't think they carry stuff like that.
You got to tie it.
Yeah.
You can't teach them how to untie the.
Mm. I mean, maybe.
We'll use Osprey instead. They could hold a lot more money.
Yeah. Hawks, yeah. Eagles, Osprey. Ostrich, that'd be fast.
Just full speed ahead.
Running into
Hey, Andre, run this over there, will you?
Get service crest.
I don't know. What sound does an ostrich make?
They take the greenways across town.
Yeah. Just to the left.
Follow the bike route.
On the left.
Yeah. You can ride those things, right? Like in Swiss Family Robinson?
Oh, yeah.
Are you a big ostrich rider?
I just remember when I went to the zoo on a field trip in, like, second grade, one crapped all over himself.
An ostrich?
Yes. It was the most distinct memory from that trip.
Heads up.
Hey, Mike. You're the number one quarterback in the country. Why did you decide to go to Tennessee?
Have you seen these ostriches they have?
That ostrich money delivery was insane, bro.
We give him a little orange bandana, tie it around his neck. Just, oh, Fan Run's recruiting again. Gotta love summer radio.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm. I thought my drone idea was good, but ostriches, I mean, hell. We could do ostriches, emus, Raya?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Raya. It's like a small ostrich. Just all animals.
Is there a funnier looking animal than the ostrich, though?
I mean, I'd say yes, but they are pretty funny looking. I mean, it's a big bird that can't fly. Strange.
But they are fast.
Are they really that fast, though?
No, they're pretty fast. Look at the legs of these things, man.
Careful,
like Billy Stats.
That's not true. How fast can an ostrich run, Hickman? What's top speed?
Let me
running speed for, isn't it like 25 miles an hour?
A top speed for an, oh my gosh, 43 miles an hour.
Okay, that's lightning.
Yeah.
Dude, a cheetah can run 50 to 80.
An emu's 31. Maybe we get a discount. Look at those commercials. What's that for? You think I know.
Liberty Mutual.
Oh, yeah.
A camel can
Lemu
run 40.
The emu.
Where they're getting married.
He's not, like, today. Not today, Kevin.
Kangaroo's pretty fast.
Are they?
43 miles an hour.
Whoa.
Same as an ostrich.
They have the pouch, too.
Yes. No, it makes sense.
You can just
He's not
that.
Wrong.
You just stick
I'm
all the
so
money.
Glad I hadn't. I was about to make some of my coffee. If I had, it would be everywhere.
They have a pouch, too. No, he's saying that's where you put the money.
I know. It's perfect. No, I got it. It's just funny.
Yeah, coffee literally almost
never.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
They have a pouch, too.
And they're fast. They can compete.
Yeah, I mean, that's faster than an ostrich.
They give.
Would you worry about the bouncing? Oh, cats just like.
No. We'll secure it.
They
in
can
there.
Fight off any thieves. I mean, those things are mean.
That's true. We'd have to.
We'll have to give them a picture.
We'd have to get a nice one.
Listen, buddy, this is Nico. Don't let anybody else in the pouch.
No, it's actually kind of perfect. The kangaroo delivers the money and then is the protector.
Yeah, it's like a bodyguard.
So you're going to drop this off to Nico.
Yeah.
Kevin, over here. And then you're going to protect him.
Right.
Right. Yeah. You just walk around and...
Yep, show off those guns.
Yeah.
They don't walk till they hop.
They can walk.
They can walk.
They can.
But...
They like to hop.
Yeah.
They can
walk?
Yeah, they can crawl too.
Okay.
But they like to hop. At 43 miles an hour, they hop.
A pouch.
They have a pouch. It's true.
Final segment, hour number one. Does it make any sense for Danny White to say, "All right, that's it. All coaches in my office, hey, we're out on NIL. No more NIL. No NIL at all." Does that make any sense?
Maybe. Just depends.
Okay. That just...
Depends on what the NCAA is saying behind, you know, Closed doors.
I don't think they're saying a damn thing. They don't know what to do. I mean, they're basically saying, you guys handle it yourself, police yourself. Like, that's a collective's a booster.
Could be a kangaroo court, you know?
Didn't the NCAA meet with that Ruiz guy at Miami? Like, what came out of that?
I don't think they did.
There was a report they did.
I mean, they mentioned it, but did they actually meet with him? Or did he say, yeah, I talked to my attorneys, and they were like, oh, okay, I'm sorry.
June 14th, CBS Sports. NCAA meets with Miami booster John Ruiz as it begins combing through NIL landscape in college sports.
Okay, well, what happened?
Great job, NCAA. Just wait for stuff to happen. And then, you know, Ruiz told Dennis Dodd.
Hate Dennis Dodd. He's on the list.
It says, after spearheading one of the most significant and well-publicized name, image, and likeness campaigns in college sports, over the past several months, Miami mega booster John Ruiz is part of an NCAA inquiry into NIL practices. The prominent attorney confirmed to CBS Sports Dennis Dodd. The NCAA enforcement staff visited Ruiz last week as the beleaguered organization tries to gain a foothold in policing NIL deals as a means of, quote, pay for play in the college landscape. Ruiz said he voluntarily, and then there's a typo. Great job, CBS.
It was Dennis Dodd.
No, a different guy wrote the article.
Oh, okay.
Said he voluntarily sat down. This literally says, Ruiz said he voluntarily sat down with the NCAA. I'm not even kidding.
Sat down with?
Yep. Should have been sat down with the NCAA.
No, I like sat down with.
Sat down with. Quote, it was very forward, clean cut.
Maybe it was Ruiz said down downwind.
Nothing to be alarmed about at all. Very professional, very positive.
All right.
Like, that's where we are.
So did we get too much attention and now we're going, like, are we overreacting, you think? Like, nothing, I don't think we can get in trouble for any of this. There were basically no rules, but are we shutting it down because we're worried? Like, we didn't do anything wrong, but we're going to go ahead and back off a little bit so as not to draw more attention to ourselves, just in case.
I mean, maybe. That's the theory that people are throwing around there. Kind of, you know, maybe unjustifiably, of course.
So an overreaction, perhaps.
Well, and obviously, we still... It shouldn't matter.
No.
But people are saying, well, Danny White's got to be careful because, you know, they're still deciding what they're going to do to us for the Jeremy Pruitt stuff.
Well, that's been my theory.
Mm-hmm.
Again, no inside information, no knowledge of it, but it just we're still waiting on that, and I do wonder if maybe we just don't want to push anything too hard too fast, even though we did. It is weird, though. Like, A&M was, like, first out and running with this stuff.
Uh-huh.
Have they backed down? Have they toned it down at A&M?
Don't know.
Is it the orange? Is it because the orange pops?
Maybe.
Just attracts too much attention? Like, maroon and crimson, doesn't really catch the eye, but Tennessee orange, too much heat. Just curious. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
I mean, now, Danny White might have said, hey, we can't do deals like Nico's deal anymore. That was kind of a common thing, is they'll say, well, you guys can still do deals for players on campus, but we can't do the pre-deal deal anymore.
The pre-deal deal. That makes sense. But, like, did Ohio State not do a pre-deal deal with Carnell Tate?
They probably did. I don't know.
By the way, so remember they got Tate?
Yeah.
And then Tuesday they got Brandon Ennis?
Uh-huh.
And yesterday they got the 57th ranked player in the country, also a receiver, Noah Rogers.
Really?
Yeah, they've gotten three top 150 receivers. I'm like 150 players. They just happen to all be receivers.
Yeah,
this week.
Good job, Carnell.
There's still time, Hickman.
They didn't feel like he was good enough, so they kept recruiting these guys hard. Tried to get them to commit in case Carnell Tate was a bust.
A bust. He could still change his mind, unless he's, you know, signed an agreement with Ohio State.
Yeah, he's probably signed and locked into a contract by now, so.
Well.
Good for him.
So, are we, I mean, surely this gets cleared up and we're right back in the NIL game, right?
Don't you, I mean, you know, our biggest mistake was letting that attorney talk to the media.
100%.
But he wanted to be the NIL guru.
First of all, that wasn't our mistake.
It's his mistake.
It was his mistake, and Nico's family was furious with him. Mm. But he wanted to brag so he could get all the athletes in California. Like, oh, look at the deal I got for Nico. Yeah, it's like $8 million. If he kept his mouth shut, we're fine. We're just cruising behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
But everyone's got to have their attention. So. So are we out? Like, are we just done now? Did we have... So we got Nico.
I think we just used all our money. That was the problem.
Nate. We did not use all... They've raised $3.6 million in less than a year.
That's how much they've paid.
Right? I know. So who knows how much they have?
How many left?
I mean, 90% of every dollar is going to these athletes.
If we don't get Francis, do we kind of really start to worry, though?
No, because it's June. I mean, are you saying, like, by the time December comes around? I mean, a lot can change between now and then.
I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm starting to think maybe there isn't a Nico effect.
Oh.
So he's...
Maybe Spire Sports is kind of...
Where did the Nico effect thing come from?
I don't know. Everybody all... You know what everybody does once a highly ranked quarterback commits somewhere. That's like, oh, he's going to bring so-and-so with him. Everybody's going to want to come play with this guy.
Hickman, it's June. He's in town again this weekend. Francis is coming with him.
He also plays for Niedermeyer.
Just had to go there. Niedermeyer.
It's funny. The guy we loved most, you know, back in the day, we now hate.
Yeah.
And the guy we hated maybe kind of buried the hatchet a little bit yesterday. So life's a funny thing.
Yeah, Hickman's back in on Jeremy Pruitt.
No, I never said that.
No. Yes, you did. You said, I hate him less. I kind of like him now.
I mean, I do hate him less. I still hate him a little bit.
What do you think about that, Nate? Did you see any of the old...
I didn't watch it.
Well.
Was it good?
He seemed like a guy who realizes he made a big mistake.
Kind of like Kiffin?
Similar to Lane Kiffin.
What was the mistake? The cheating or the losing? Or both?
Both.
I say both.
The way he handled everything. The way he sucked as a program manager.
The way he tried to call offense, defense, and special teams, even though he had really good coordinators, but he wouldn't let them do the job.
Did he say that?
No, of course not.
What did he say that makes you think that
Hickman, what did he say? He picked Tennessee as a dark horse.
And Kentucky. He referred
Sleeping
to...
Sleeping giant.
Referred to being at Tennessee as three of the best years of his life.
Let's see.
Okay.
Said he was really impressed with what Heupel's done. Said, with our offense, you know, we can put up a lot of points fast and we're a threat every weekend. And that we just need to be patient.
Who did we just get out of Bishop Gorman? Didn't we get a guy?
Stallings.
That was Stallings?
Yeah.
Running back.
He needs to talk to his boy, Zachariah.
Who's that?
He's committed to USC.
Is he a five-star?
He's a better... or higher-rated receiver than Brandon Enos and Carnell Tate. He's the number one. They're 2 and 3.
Oh, so we want him.
Yeah, let's get him.
Are we even in on him?
No, probably not. He's already committed to...
But you're saying we should get in. Should get in on him.
Just get the Carnell Tate money together. Put it in the pouch. Send Ronnie over there.
Ronnie Roo.
Yeah.
Got it. Ronnie.
Yeah.
The kangaroo.
Right. They look like Rons to me.
Ron.
Yeah, especially when they're yoked. Ronnie.
I think Winnie the Pooh is a reason a lot of people think kangaroos were nice growing up, and then you get older and you realize how terrifying they are.
Why Winnie the Pooh?
Because there's the kangaroo in Winnie the Pooh.
What's a kangaroo's name in Winnie the Pooh?
Roo? Right. Huh. And then Roo's got a mother?
You know way more about Winnie the Pooh than I do.
It is Roo, right?
I don't remember a kangaroo
Roo
in
the
Winnie
kangaroo.
The...
Okay. I mean, there's Tigger and Piglet.
And Rabbit.
And Eeyore.
That's Hickman. Oh, bother.
No, that's Davy.
I'm Rabbit.
You're Rabbit?
Yeah, I'm Rabbit.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now I got to Google Winnie the Pooh characters.
Roo? I don't remember Roo.
Should have had a bigger part, I guess.